This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A progressive city council member held on to his leadership post despite backlash for speaking at a protest where an American flag was burned. A contingent of conservative alderpersons called for punishing alderperson Byron Sicho Lopez. But a majority of the city council rejected an attempt to remove him as chair of the housing committee. Sicho Lopez was defiant in his defense of free speech.
That if in any way, shape, or form, my actions have offended anyone, especially veterans, I'll take full accountability. But one thing I'm not going to do is to condemn a veteran for using his First Amendment right.
The meeting grew heated. Some attendees ripped up pieces of paper with pictures of the American flag, and several members of the public were removed from council chambers. Some Chicago City Council members are pushing back against Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to pull the plug on ShotSpotter, the gunshot detection system. Johnson says the city will end its contract with the company that operates the technology in September. But an ordinance that passed through committee yesterday would make it up to individual city council members whether or not to keep ShotSpotter in their wards. Peter Chico is an alderperson on the southeast side. He says as a Chicago police officer, he used ShotSpotter data to help identify crime trends.
What we did when we had meetings every day was look at how many shots were fired in the last 24 hours. Do we see shots going off in a similar area? If we do, we dive into it, we look into it.
A spokesperson for Johnson says public safety is a citywide issue and cannot be effectively managed on a ward-by-ward basis. The committee also advanced an ordinance yesterday that would raise the mandatory retirement age for Chicago police officers to 65 years old. The current retirement age is 63. The move is meant to help ease an officer shortage. The full city council is expected to consider the change later this month. Eileen O'Neill Burke is doubling down on the tough-on-crime message that helped her secure the Democratic nomination for Cook County State's Attorney. The retired appellate court judge says people all over the county are concerned about crime. That is why she says those who commit gun crimes can expect to sit in jail while they await trial, if she wins the general election this fall. O'Neill Burke says the state law eliminating cash bail requires prosecutors to show the court that someone is a threat to safety to keep them in custody.
We will seek detention each and every time someone is found with an assault weapon. We will seek detention each and every time someone is threatening someone with a gun. We will seek detention each and every time a violent crime happens on the CTA.
It took election officials 10 days to call the race for Burke over Clayton Harris III. The Chicago Cubs shut out the Colorado Rockies yesterday, 5-0, in their home opener at Wrigley Field. Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga pitched six shutout innings in his major league debut. It was also the first home victory for new manager Craig Counsell, who says he was pleased with the result after a tough series in Texas.
Getting the season and the homestand off to a good start is what the significance is. You're trying to rack up wins. That's what we're trying to do, and I'm really glad we're sitting here after the game and got a game in and got a W.
Ian Happ, Seiya Suzuki, and Christopher Morel all crossed the plate for the 3-0 lead. A Cody Bellinger single scored two more runs in the seventh inning. The Cubs and Rockies are back at Wrigley tonight at 6:40 p.m. Two more things you should know today. Chicago murders have been dropping for more than 2 years, but police recorded 46 in March. That's 10 more murders than March of last year. It's also the first month with a year-over-year increase in murders since last June. Looking at the whole year so far, murders are down from last year. So are criminal sexual assaults and carjackings. Robberies are about the same. A new report counted heavy trucks in Chicago neighborhoods. It's by the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization and Center for Neighborhood Technology. The goal was to understand the environmental footprint of tailpipe pollution in the city's black and brown communities. Over the course of a day, more than 5,000 trucks and buses were recorded in Archer Heights, the most of any neighborhood. Today's weather, it will be rainy with the high reaching 47 degrees. And tomorrow there should be a mix of rain and snow with the weather peaking in the mid-30s. Later today, we're asking the age-old question. Are coyotes wily?
Very.
Okay.
Yes. I'm biased a little bit, but they're one of the most wily and extremely intelligent and quick learners out there of any of the animals.
My Rundown co-host Aaron talks to author and researcher Stanley Gehrt about his new book. It's called Coyotes Among Us, Secrets of the City's Top Predator. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.